Well, for those of you in the market of shopping for a new car, maybe finding out there's an awful lot of dealers out there with empty lots. Well, if you're of the adventuresome type, if you're of the backroads type, if you're of the outdoor type, Sanderson Ford right now has a Bronco on display that you could win. You could win. There's a raffle that's being sponsored by the Arizona Sportsman for Wildlife Conservation. And with a tax-deductible donation, each applicant can get one sweepstake entry for $20. For $100, you'll get six entries. But this is a Bronco Sport that's on display. It's actually a Bronco Badlands model. Oh, watch out. And it's on display at Sanderson Ford now. And it's not for sale, but for a tax-deductible donation to the Arizona Sportsman for Wildlife Conservation, you can win a chance to win it. So get out to Sanderson. That's on 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. And take a look at it. And take a look at all of the vehicles Sanderson Ford has in inventory on the lot for you, the Arizona homeowner. And people drive from all over Arizona to get to Sanderson Ford. Nationally, for customer service, they're the most award-winning Ford dealership in the country. They're the largest Ford dealership in Arizona. There isn't a reason to go anywhere else. It's the only place we Romeros have gone for the last 35 plus years. Sanderson Ford, you'll thank me for this. All right, with that said, that's a beautiful vehicle, I'll tell you that right now. Let's bring Miss Jennifer into the conversation. Sweet Jennifer could not join us live in studio this morning, but she is joining us by phone. Let's see if we can bring her in. Good morning, sweetheart.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
Beautiful day.
You've heard us talking to Rochelle about the process of getting a project started. And I know your husband's good at starting projects.
I didn't say it. You did.
Let's see. Where do we go from here? Well, I know you had some particular perspectives because we've done it on our own. We've done it with professional help. And I think our attitude about this whole venture has matured a bit. I wanted you to share that with the homeowners.
Well, the first thing that kind of happened was last year, we thought about remodeling a home we're in. And we had Don Ryden, the architect, out. And I had never been through that kind of process. And he spent, I don't know, Rosie, 2 hours with us, maybe more.
Yes.
Asking us questions. How do you, you know, and I was like, I didn't understand where all the questions would lead. But he came up with a beautiful plan for the entire property, which we would probably do in stages. But, you know, I didn't even know the questions to ask. I didn't even know the possibilities. So it was well worth the time and the money to have that, you know, that grand plan laid out. So you're not just doing piecemeal stuff and then you wish something somewhere down the road you had done.
I think some people are a little intimidated to call that architect or call that interior designer.
Well, you feel like you're committed to it, you know, and you're not committed to everything you put on that paper. But it sure opens up your eyes to possibilities. And I found that to be really fun. And he nailed some things. I was like, oh, that's me. I want that. It was really fun. And the other guest that we've had a guest on in the past, Miss Barb Kaplan, she's a good friend and well known in the Valley for her interior design, but she's, written a book called The Baharo Method. And, the title of the book is Rooms Don't Have Feelings, People Do. And you can get that free PDF online. I'll put that up on Facebook. But
okay.
Going back to that project, Jennifer, the one you were just talking about.
Yes, sir.
Now, Rochelle mentioned the first thing you should look at off the top from the very beginning is the one thing you love. Do you remember the first thing you loved, or was that not a question you asked when you met with Don Ryden?
You know, he did an overall thing. So, and that's a good question, and that kind of comes out of what Barb asked. She asked, what bothers you the most and what bothers you the least? Because maybe you don't have something you love, you know? Maybe you're not in love with the house.
So what did bother you by chance?
Everything.
kitchen's yeah. not big enough. Yeah.
Okay.
And not enough places to eat. You know, what we do as a family is eat.
and we were basically going to change the function of the entire property as to being a rental property, as to being our primary residence with a mother-in-law suite added to it.
Very nice.
So the thing I fell in love with was Don's concept of, hey, this is how it all can flow. And I looked at it, I thought, oh, this is nails.
Yeah.
Well, I did too. And I had to couple that with what Barb said too. You know, sometimes you feel obligated to do things in your home, or maybe feel obligated to keep things. She was the daughter of two parents who were antique dealers, and they left her all the furniture, and she loved it. But they moved one time, and she realized she didn't miss it. So she had to find another way to honor that furniture rather than just feeling like she had to take care of it the rest of her life.
When we sold our family house in Louisiana, I ran into that issue. And I did bring back some things that, quite frankly, they're still in the house. But I think Habitat for Humanity might enjoy them.
So, you know, just letting go of those things and not feeling obligated. So, and permission to pick what you really like. I went to this recently with my mom. She's decorating a new little place, and she was so stuck, and she would look and look and look online, and everything was not what she wanted. And so finally we hired interior designer, Ms. Janelle Davis, and she helped her walk through, you know, because she, like Rochelle was saying, she knows what's out there, and she knows mom's not going to find what she described in the places she's looking. So, man, it was so reasonable, and it cut down the time and the concern. So our 9-month search finally ended this month. So it just helps you find your design signature. You know, what is it you like? And here's a tip I just loved. She said, first of all, make a date with yourself, you know, instead of just saying someday I will, you know, and go to the design centers, take pictures of things you like, and then kind of look through them and see what trends do I see? What am I seeing that I like over and over again? And here's a really cool one too. She said, ask two close friends what they think of your home, what they like about it, and what in that house makes them see you, you know, what's a reflection of you. I have a good friend who's she has a little bungalow house, and it just says her name all over it. So, and they just moved. So, you know, she's going to want to have that same feel. So what is it that makes it feel like her house? So anyway, that was just some good things. I had never put a lot of thought into those things. We had, you know, the kids, and you just move kids from bedroom to bedroom and recycle furniture and all that stuff.
That's right.
And they're all gone now. So we get to make some choices, and slow down, look at it, and find what you like.
It really perplexes me, because I get to the point where in remodeling for 50 years, the choices are so many and so big.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like I can't even start the process without some help. So Jennifer has recruited a couple people to help us. We're anxious to, again, I don't even like, I shouldn't say this on air, but I don't even like people in my house. That's why I never have anything done.
I get that.
The house is 60 years old, and the hall bathroom is 1966 vintage.
Pink tile or
blue
tile?
No, it's not pink. It's black, black and white. Black and white. But every other room is done. But that one bathroom, they're going to have to be central to my lifestyle in my house. So we've now got a few things picked out. We're going to get started. Well, Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Appreciate it a million. Tips and ideas on how to get your project started. Gary,
Facebook.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Say that again. I cut you off about Facebook.
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone. Post all that information
to
Rosie on the house Facebook. All right, bringing Ms. Rochelle back in, interior designer we've worked with for years and years, talking through how to get that job started. So, Rochelle, we were talking about, you know, some of the length of time it takes to make decisions, and I've seen people struggle over just backsplash for weeks and weeks and weeks. Let's talk about your concept of mixing and matching and making the final project look like we got dressed with the lights turned on. I love that. But you can still mix and match and do that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, you go in with kind of some preconceived ideas and you think, okay, well, I don't want glass. I don't want metal. I don't want it to look like everybody else's. And so, but maybe you can take some of those elements and change the way they're installed so it doesn't look like everybody else's.
Now, I've seen a lot of three-dimensional texture come into play on virtually everything. Tiles, cabinets, flooring, counter, backsplash. And I'm looking at it like saying, okay, can I keep this house clean? Now, I don't even like the dust that builds up on top of my baseboard.
Absolutely. And what will spaghetti sauce look like?
Oh, what does spaghetti sauce look on that texture? That's a great question.
How difficult. And am I maintaining it, or do I have someone that's going to do that? And, you know, I don't need another full-time job. So my perspective is, you know, I'd rather look at things that are lower maintenance, but still look beautiful and are going to function for a long, long time.
I'm a big, big believer in whatever you're putting in. Make sure it's as low a maintenance as possible, because Arizona is too great a state not to spend your weekends out there cruising it, seeing it, walking it, hiking it, fishing it, experiencing it. So I'm the biggest fan in the world of low to no maintenance items.
And I think that has gone a long way for the engineered stone countertop that never need to be sealed, that won't absorb stains and odors, but they can have a look of marble or of quartzite, and yet they never need to be sealed. And yet some people really migrate towards natural stones because every piece is unique and different and beautiful. You just have to commit to, okay, I'm going to have to seal this annually at least. And that's not a huge deal. It's kind of like waxing your car. I don't know a lot of people that wax their cars anymore. So.
It's not a huge deal until you don't do it for 2 years and then a neighbor spills red wine on it. Then it's a big deal.
Or it's got 300. It's got 300,000 miles on it. You're like, what the heck?
Oh, man. Rochelle Horn, interior designer for Rosie Wright Remodel. Rochelle, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they ring you?
My cell phone is 602-620-3586.
It is the most direct route. We're going to finish with Rochelle right after this short break, right here at Rosie on the House.